Mitch McConnell confident GOP senators will re-elect him as leader. By Wendell Hasebo on November 15, 2022. Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, on Monday said he is confident Republican senators will re-elect him as GOP Senate leader on Wednesday after failing to reclaim the Senate from Democrats. Of course, McConnell responded to Capitol Hill reporters. McConnell only needs a simple majority of the Republican conference votes to remain the GOP leader. The vote will take place by secret ballot and behind closed doors. No Republican appears to be challenging McConnell. If McConnell receives enough votes, he will be the longest-serving party Senate leader in history, surpassing Mike Mansfield. About 8 Senate Republicans have tried to delay Wednesday's vote, citing the undecided Georgia Senate race. But after Senator Mark Kelly's, Diaz, victory over Republican Blake Masters on Saturday night, Democrats retained the Senate, diminishing the importance of the Georgia Senate seat. Senator John Barrasso, RY, who is McConnell's lieutenant and in charge of holding the election, has confirmed the vote will be held in spite of objections. Senator John Thune, RSD, the second-highest-ranking Senate Republican, said delaying the vote will not change the outcome. "I think we need to move forward," Thune told the Wall Street Journal. "There's nothing that's going to change as a result of delaying." On Monday, 72 Republican leaders signed a letter stating that there should be no rushed leadership elections until the Georgia Senate race is concluded in January. Conservative members of the House and Senate have called for the leadership elections to be delayed. "We strongly urge both houses of Congress to postpone the formal leadership elections until after the December 6 runoff in Georgia and all election results are fully decided," the members wrote. "The Republican Party needs leaders who will confidently and skillfully present a persuasive, coherent vision of who we are, what we stand for, and what we will do," they added. The scheduled Senate leadership vote will likely take place amid criticism of McConnell's leadership during the 2022 midterms. The McConnell-backed super PAC defunded New Hampshire's General Don Bolduc and Arizona Blake Masters in the general election while backing pro-impeachment Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski, RAK, against Republican challenger Kelly Chebica. Both Murkowski and McConnell have been censured by the Alaska Republican Party. Nationwide, McConnell's approval rating dropped to an all-time low on Monday. Only 7% view him favorably, while 81% view him unfavorably. Under McConnell's leadership, the nation has struggled. The national debt has soared more than $20 trillion. Illegal immigration has continued. Real wages for American workers have remained stagnant. Obamacare was enacted in 2010. Big banks were bailed out in 2008, and social media companies have silenced individuals without repercussions. Dr. Anthony Fauci remains unaccountable for allegedly twice lying to Congress. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.